If you drive often in San Francisco, you know you're supposed to pay attention to red zones, the places where you can't park. But what happens when these same zones turn out to be fake? This recently happened in one San Francisco neighborhood, as KQED's Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman reports.
Marcy Chapman lives in the Richmond district, and she says it was suspicious how fast the red curb popped up across the street from her house.
It happened overnight. We woke up, and then all the right-hand turn in the neighborhood for a few blocks have been done.
Also, she says the red paint looked brighter, and it was longer than a typical red curb.
It was supposed to be 20 feet, I believe, what the law was, but it seemed like a lot of them were painted a lot larger than that.
Chapman, like many of her neighbors, thought the city had painted the curb to comply with the state's daylighting law that went into effect this year. It prevents drivers from parking within 20 feet of an intersection. The curb even had the yellow SFMTA stencil.
So yeah, they totally fooled me.
She found out it was fake after seeing a post on the social media site Reddit. One of her neighbors had written to SFMTA, and the agency confirmed they hadn't painted it. Graciela Ronconi owns a shop on the corner across from the curb.
And, you know, every space is so precious around here, every parking space. So, yeah, people were pretty upset about that.
In a statement to KQED, SFMTA said the agency is aware of a few locations where red zones were painted illegally by an unknown source, including on 18th and 19th Avenues along Balboa Street and at least one other spot on Cabrillo Street. The agency has since painted over the spots.
The yellow is dead on. That could be safety yellow, which I could show you in a second here. We do have a pamphlet of them, the colors.
There's a Benjamin Moore paint store just down the street. Fabrice McCarty is a sales attendant there. He says painting a curb could take as little as 20 minutes, and the supplies are readily available at any paint store.
They did the research. It looks like a professional job.
A drop by Coffee Movement. That's a local coffee shop in the Richmond. Danny Islas says she thinks twice when she looks at a red zone now.
Well, I want to follow the rules, right? But if they're fake, like, how is someone supposed to know that, like, if they're real or not?
Proposals for official color curbs go through a formal public process. SFMTA says you can call 311 to report any illegally painted curbs. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.